listen up. Y'all, it's the queen of automation, Megan Donnelly, here to give you inspiration. Founders and business owners, gather round. I'ma show you how to build systems that'll astound. Streamline your processes, no need for complicated.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Chronically Automated, the show that talks all about smart systems for messy realities. I'm your host, Megan Donnelly.
And I'm your co-host, Anthony Labasco.
Anthony Labasco. And Mr. Anthony Labasco was on, I say, vacation, quote unquote, last week because we recorded while he was in his closet at the beach, which I thought was hilarious. I was laughing so hard once I figured out that you were not joking. Like, I thought you were joking, right? Like, I thought you were being like, Anthony's the funny guy. He's kind of the class clown. Totally thought he was joking. And then he like went like this, like before we hit record, and he was literally like sitting in this like closet.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we got all the laughter out before we hit record last week because it was
hilarious. That was something we'll laugh about for a long time, no doubt. But it worked out really well because honestly, making it at night, because that was in our bedroom. So at night, I could literally close the doors. Work is done. Closing the doors. It was great.
It's so funny. Anyway, it was great. I hope that you did actually get to enjoy the rest of your vacation because you deserve it. And it kind of segues right into what we're talking about this week because last week we talked about, you know, being able to build for, you can never build for 100% of yourself, right? You have to build for that 80-20. And if you didn't watch last week's episode, it was one of our most popular episodes. You have to go watch it. And this week, this was a great segue into this week. We're going to talk about when rest feels like rebellion, right? And you feel like you're not allowed to rest. It's uncomfortable. When you're an entrepreneur and you rest or you take a vacation, you feel guilty, right? It creeps in. You feel guilty. And it makes you super uncomfortable. And then what happens, because we talked a lot about the health and the brain breaks last week, this is a huge part of it. If you are uncomfortable, you're not actually resting, right?
Totally.
Think about it, especially for like someone like yourself, right? Like with the MS and the pain and all this stuff. If you can't actually figure out a way to shut your brain off and not feel guilty about it, you're not lazy at all. I mean, trust me, I know. There was 1 week, whatever, 3 or 4 weeks ago, like you put in like 1,200 sales calls that week. You're not lazy, right? So it's one of those things where I want you to walk us through your experience because I think more than anybody, what happens when you don't actually let your brain shut off and rest and sleep?
Well, actually, let me talk to you about...
Maybe not even just sleep, but you know,
no,
rest.
It's a very good question, but instead, I want to kind of shift it and answer the question of what happens when you actually do let your brain shut off and everything. So there are a couple of things here, right? So you mentioned at first, you know, in the beginning of the episode about how you're sometimes as an entrepreneur or most entrepreneurs, we're always nervous, like thinking about like, oh, what's going on with the business and this and that. Well,
we're so stupid. You
know, right. Well,
right. We're so stupid. Like, oh my God, go take a nap. Like if you need a nap, take a nap. Jeez.
Right. Exactly. But you know, in my case, or many cases of entrepreneurs that are in that startup mode, that growth mode and everything like that, it's not even a matter of not being responsible and this and that. It's a matter of, okay, I'm going to bring my office with me because I can't relax if I'm not doing this stuff, even if I do it for like an hour, but I'm doing it the right way. So that helped me significantly so I can walk down the street, go to the beach, lay in the beach and have a great time. And I did that for almost 7 days. And let me tell you something. Before I went away, so with MS, I have pain because of my trigeminal nerve and everything. I did have some pain in my face, a little bit. But that's always a sign of something worse happening. The pain had gone away after spending 7 days not only on the beach, but relaxing. And I definitely took some time. There is so much value in that. And I was, Megan, and not that I'm always thinking about you, but, you know, the last episode as well, like when you take breaks and everything like that too. But you do, you drop a lot of knowledge out there. Like the way you are, the way you take breaks during the day, I was literally thinking, I guess, like before I went away, like, I can never do that. How can I do it? Now, since I got back, I am walking. I am taking my time to do stuff. I am not stressing as hard. Because that actually does, to your point, make you better. So when you execute and sprint, you're able to actually be clear and get things done. So
exactly.
That's my takeaway, is that when you are letting your mind rest, and it's so important to do that, especially when you have autoimmune, whatever it is, everyone needs rest. Everyone needs to give the brain a break. And when you do, amazing things just happen. And, you know, sometimes you get caught up in everything.
I want everyone to scrub this back a little bit, rewind a little bit, and listen to what Anthony just said. Everyone needs breaks. Everyone. I don't care if you're neurodiverse or chronically ill, or you are the healthiest freaking person on the planet. You need breaks. You need sleep. You need rest. Especially if you're an entrepreneur who wants to sit in the A room or sit at the A table or whatever. You want to be an A plus entrepreneur, take a freaking break. Okay? And it looks different for everybody. For me, my brain is always, so like I have to take more frequent breaks, because if I don't, I'll explode. We've probably all seen it happen. I'm just kidding. People who work with me have seen me like, whoa, because it's a real thing. You know, for some people, if you're not dealing with a neurodiverse type of situation or a chronically ill, you can probably go longer and it still works effectively. But I'm telling you, if you choose the Pomodoro methods, there's plenty of methods out there, right? Don't go for more than an hour. And actually, they say start with 20 minutes and then increase it to like 30 minutes and then 40 minutes. But when you actually read the true documentation, they say not to go for more than like 40 to 45 minutes because it's almost too long, right? Like the sprint is too long. Where did I learn this? I learned it when I was working with development teams. So the best development teams that I've ever worked with, they work in 2-week sprints. That's it. So these development teams, you pick off, if you're developing a software or an application, like we're talking like hardcore, big, you know, software applications and stuff, right? Like the sales, let's take Salesforce, for example, and we all know how much I love Salesforce. But the best development team that I've ever worked with that worked on Salesforce implementations, they worked in 2-week sprints. So they would pick off a huge chunk of the projects, start to finish. I mean, we're talking start to MVP launch. In 2 weeks. That's like crazy. It's so fast. And they were able to cut their overall implementation timeline down from, because it usually takes years to implement Salesforce, right? They were able to cut it down to like 6 to 8 months max. And we're talking, that's from the ground up, full implementation, sales, marketing, lifestyle, like the whole thing, which was insane. Now you paid for it, but it was damn good work. Same thing, right? When you're an entrepreneur and you're figuring out your plan, you're working on your daily stuff, you're working on whatever you're working on, all of the things that it takes to grow a business, whether you're a coach or you're selling software or you're e-commerce and you're selling, there's so many things in a day that have to get done. This is why we are standing here shouting from the rooftops all about automation. Because if you can automate, maybe you're not going to be as crazy as me and automate 80 to 90%, but if you can automate 50 to 60% of your business, that's like taken off your plate. Holy shit. Think about how much time that frees up. And
sorry, Megan, I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you have anything else to say?
No, because I'll go, never. I don't have anything to say ever.
Yeah, of course. That was the wrong question. So I forgot what I was about to say. Oh my God. It was so good. I was interrupting you. Yeah,
take
I don't
a
know.
Pause.
I lost it. I need to take a break.
Oh, we should take a break right now. Do you have your Spotify up? We can do a. Anyway, oh my God, we are way off topic now. So Anthony and I have this share this love for music. So during our breaks, we have dance parties. I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes we do them together. Most of the time, he's over there by himself. But you know, whatever floats your boat. Dance parties are great. Movement, just movement in general. But
yeah.
The biggest things with the automation is when you're doing it correctly. Okay, go. You go.
Okay. So what I was going to say to all the listeners out there, right? I mean, I launched LoboStack essentially in January, right? So all the talk about automation and everything, I mean, that obviously is, you know, for, you know, more mature. Like I'm definitely more mature than I was in January. At that time, I was pulling a lot of things together. When you look at the lifestyle of a business that you're starting up and everything like that, you got to go to market plan together. You have to do this, you have to do that. And you're on your own, right? So there is a lot. And there were some nights I was working, you know, very late for me. But once you get over sort of that hump and you start to realize that some of this automation you actually can start embracing and bringing into your business, it is such a game changer. You know, I think for everyone, you have to be ready to listen and you have to be ready to really be in a place to really absorb it and to really say, oh my God, this would be amazing for me. You know what? Maybe in January, I was like, there is no way I can even think of anything.
What he's talking about, right now is just what I like to call set it and forget it. So that is your ideal state of mind when it comes to automations. If you are building this correctly, the automations that are going to save your business, save your life, give you back the time that you so desperately want, because we all know we can't make more time, are the automations that you can set and forget. They're the ones that will continuously work behind the scenes over and over and over again, no matter what. And they're the boring ones. Statistic reporting, sales updates, inbox summaries, auto handoffs, status updates, extended timelines. So like when you are working with, like if Anthony decides he wants to bring somebody else on his team, if he ever wants to do that, or a VA, or like if he's going to start working with our team more, if he's off for the day, what happens is we create like a failsafe where he's the first point of, think about it like an AI bot, a voice of AI bot. We have the ability to turn that AI bot, whoever calls you or emails you or whatever, to be the second in command. So that when you're off to lunch or you're at a networking event or you're out of pocket, that AI bot or chat bot is there answering the questions and doing the things for you. Or it could be a human. It doesn't have to be AI. If some people are still leery about AI, fine. But what happens is all the notifications go to your VA or your assistant or whoever's working with you. They go to that second in command. And now that person is able to step in and take over exactly where Anthony left off.
Exactly.
So you build these things out. So there's communications happening. Now, if you're able to do this and you don't have a system that gives you a communication history or a communication trail, you need a new system. Just saying. Not sales pitching, I swear to God, but you have to have the trail so that when the next person steps in while Anthony's over here in Networkingville, they see that trail so that they can answer the questions correctly or you respond correctly with whatever needs to be taken care of.
Yeah. And what Megan is saying, this is so important. And this is such a mind shift right now. I'm telling you right now. So pay attention. This pretty much is not building a business anymore. You are building a life and you are building a business around your life.
Bingo.
That, like, mindset is, that was so foreign to me. And it's, I couldn't believe it. And I start to say, wow, what if I could do this? What if I could do that? Well, holy cow. Like,
January, by the way, I was crazy. Anthony thought I was like nutso when we first started talking. Not like literally nutso, but he's like, it's too good to be true. You can't do that. Yes, you can. Every single person. Let's say you work for a different company or you work for somebody else, right? You could still put automations and systems in place into your personal life and even your work life that will free up time for you and still make you valuable to that company that you're working for and make you build a lifestyle that you enjoy living. Let's face it. Some people don't want to be entrepreneurs. They don't want to deal with the hassle. That's great. But you can still build some structure into your lifestyle that gives you more time back. Even if you work for somebody else.
Bingo.
Like, we need I think we should come up with, not I think, I know. One of the things I'm training myself on this year is to stop saying I think and start saying I know. Because I don't think. I know these things. I've been doing them for years, right? We need to build an ROA calculator for building your lifestyle. And like figuring out the time saved by doing all of this and the actual like years that you get back on your life.
Well, I think it's even
That's my new challenge.
Take this too. I think it's even more than that because it's, you're getting time back, but how much of that time is going to help your health and headspace? And how is that making you more productive and things, because that's the way you have to think. I don't know. I mean, I just feel this week right now. I mean, I haven't felt this good in a long time. Knock on wood. you know, I'm just taking it as it comes, right? But I'm just saying, but it's no coincidence that it's on the heels of being able to work and sort of work, keep the business going, because I'm not at that point yet to automate everything, but taking some time for yourself. And that's what Megan is talking about. When you build all this stuff into your life and you build your business around your, you know, around your life, as opposed to just in your life, holy cow.
There have been so many situations where I've been along for the ride and I've heard the wives and the families like complaining about, you know, husbands and or spouses and whoever, whether you're the husband or the wife, doesn't matter, complaining about the fact that you know, people are working on their vacation. That doesn't happen with Anthony anymore. There was a time, and I bet you could tell us a story about it, and I know I'm going to tell you a story about my life. The reason that I left corporate, the big reason, was because I did not set my own personal boundaries. That is 100% on me. And I let them take advantage of my personal time and my personal boundaries. And I worked stupid hours and then made myself available to people who were, and open and available to people who were going to take advantage of my time. You know, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. messages and just stupid, 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 stupid. And it's all on me. And I used to blame them. So if you are right now sitting there listening to this and you are playing the blame game, oh, it's Anthony's fault because he messages me at 2 a.m. when something's broken. No, it's not. You have a smartphone. Turn your damn notifications off and don't look at it until 8 a.m.
Grant Cardone said something that I always, always think about almost daily. Things do not happen to you. They happen because of you.
And 100%.
That plays 100% into what you were just saying, because
think about it. We live in a day and age where you control your smartphone. You control, if you have a house phone, well, I don't know how to help you. People can call your house, like throw away your phone book. I'm not really sure. But like you control all of this. You control your time. Nobody can take your time away from you unless you allow them to. Take your rest. This is not a rebellion. You do have nothing to feel guilty about. And you know what? If that person that is abusing your time really, really, really feels like they need to abuse your time, that's not the job for you.
No.
If you come in the next day or answer their shit the next day and they are mad at you, that is not the job for you. That is a them problem, not a you problem. I always say things like, that's a problem for future Megan. I feel like that you could very easily apply that to this. That is a problem for future CEO that's bothering you, right? Like, guess what? I no longer work for you. And I know that's easy. You know, it's really easy for Anthony and I to sit here and, you know, say this, right? Because we've already done it. We're living it. We've made the choice. But I swear, start taking little steps now to protect your time. I don't care if you're an entrepreneur. I don't care if you work for somebody else. Your time is your most valuable asset. Your health and your time are the most valuable things you have. You need to protect them. And it is not.
And Megan, I'm going to say this. If you cannot create those barriers, and again, I mean, I've been in sales my entire career. It's not easy to build those boundaries sometimes, or in some cases it is easy in sales, right?
So you just have to do it.
It depends how it is, but regardless of if you can't do it in your job, regardless of what you do, like Megan said, maybe you're in the wrong job. And that's going to lead to bad things. And, you know, for you, for the way you are, the way you feel and everything like that too. Let me get off my soapbox.
And all of my other sales friends outside of the Anthony's of the world, and I apologize because some of you will probably hate me for saying this. Don't be the asshole that's making sales calls at 8 o'clock at night. Sorry. I'm sorry. But if you're selling something at 8 o'clock, like if it's really that important, come on.
Well, look, I mean,
I can't think of one thing where I would pick up a call, unless I was trying to do a job with a vendor in Australia, right? You know, like, there's not a situation where any human being on the face of the earth needs to hear from you at 8 p.m. their time to try and sell them something.
Well, the reality is that there are a lot of people like that, and there is. And I know we're getting toward the end of it, but the point is that if you are in that situation, And look, if you love doing that at like, you know, all hours of the night and stuff like that, God bless you. For me, I don't. And I can't, right? So, you know, my days, I'd love my days to end. My days pretty much are from 6 a.m. until, I don't know, 8, 9 o'clock. However, there are breaks and everything like that. But I purposely have done that for the reason that I don't want to be out entertaining and things like that all the time because I can't do it. Yeah. So if you can do it, great. But if you can't, that's on you and you can change that.
But you're also doing a really great job of, we were just laughing about this before we hit record. You're also doing a really great job of intermixing that with the family stuff, right? And same with me. If I work till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, that's because I took 2-3 hours off in the middle of the day for something that needed to happen, right? We're not sitting here telling you to let your work slack. Like, you're just going to go be a lazy asshole and sit and watch Netflix and fall asleep. That's not what I'm saying. Like, if you want to do that, great. And you can actually get back up and function and do your thing and still work the normal hours that you work, great. For the rest of us, it means give and take. It means that you're building a lifestyle where you can take off 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon because you can come back and make up those 2 or 3 hours, right? Like, my family knows if I take off on a Wednesday for all Wednesday afternoon, because that's when Richie has off, he knows that I'll probably come home and put an hour or two in that night. Like, he knows that that's the give or take. You want to go out to lunch and we want to go and maybe hit some golf balls, right? Awesome. We can do that. But he knows that the give or take is I'll probably work an hour or two at that, you know? And that's okay. As long as it's getting done and it's getting done effectively and we're not seeing sales slip and stuff like that, you can build lifestyles like that. And there are some days where it doesn't even really matter if I put the 2 hours in at night. I'll just pick them up in the morning. What I usually have a tendency to do, and I don't know if some people can do this and some people can't, is I'll add an hour on in the morning and then maybe add an hour on the next day or something like that, right? So like if I find like I get up in the morning before the kids have to go to school and stuff like that, I am up, I've got my coffee and I'm working and I'm doing all this stuff. Then by the time the kids get up and I have to start the day for school, I'm less irritated with that process because I've been up for a few hours and able to like get into my day. Whereas in the summertime, it's really irritating. My morning routine is not where I want it to be. And then like they're here all day. Yeah, and they're here. Yes, there's no routine. They want to go where they want to go. And you're like, anyway, we're going off on a tangent. So the TLDR is rest is not rebellious. It shouldn't make you feel guilty. Take the time, learn how to build that time into your day, whether you work for somebody else or you work for yourself. And if you have questions, you know where to find us. I mean, like, this is something that is so important. Your mental health and your stability is the thing that, you know, once it's gone, it's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once you're sick, you know?
But here's the thing. Automation is not just limited to business. Automation is, you can apply to your personal life as well. Yep. So there is
that
hybrid when you are, let's say, working and, you know, that's how you kind of mold it together. And that really makes you, I don't know about you, but when things are flowing in rhythm and everything, and look, nothing is perfect every day, but once you have that infrastructure, once you have that framework in place, man, I don't know, I kind of, you know, that's like one less thing, a big thing for me to worry about. Like, all right, cool. Throw it at me. Let's see what happens. All right.
Yeah, exactly. And don't be afraid to break stuff. Like, we'll do a whole episode on that. We're going to do a whole episode, Anthony, No, that's what I mean, though. But that's okay, right? Because then you learn and then you know. I mean, and it's not even necessarily, yeah, whatever. We'll do a whole episode. We're going to teach you. We will teach you step by step. The right way to break new products, the right way to break new automations, the right way to do it in a like kind of like a testing world. We'll absolutely do that. All right, everybody. Chronically Automated. Remember, systems, processes, technology, all of this stuff, operations is only good when it works. And if you are chronically automated, you guys know where to find us to ask questions. That's all we got for today. We will see you next week.